1500 AM, 102.3 FM, 106.3 FM, and the brand new 107.5 FM, otherwise known as the Jim OT. It is National Signing Day, now the most anticlimactic day on the sports calendar. We'll wrap up things with Tom Kakert of HawkeyeReport.com at 5 o'clock. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, set to join us at 4:30 today. Plus, Buttons is a little sad about this because normally he likes to take credit for being able to give away these $50 gift cards to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, but we're not really giving anything away tonight. We're making you earn it inside the 5 o'clock face-off. It's coming your way at 5:30 this evening. Check that, 5:40 this evening. My apologies for that. Don't want to have anybody tuning in late. 7 questions, 60 seconds, your chance to take home a little Valentine's shopping money / gift card to Hertine and Stocker. You can find them on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City at 101 South Dubuque Street. A lot to get into today, Alex. Full slate of basketball in the state of Iowa tonight. The Hawkeyes on the road at Purdue. We'll get into that with Tom as well this evening. Iowa State at West Virginia. We'll have that game on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM at 5:30 this evening. So if you listen to us on either one of those two frequencies, we will be stepping aside at 5:30. You and I and Valparaiso from Northwest Indiana on 106.3 and 107.5 FM tonight. That is at 6:30. And Drake is at home tonight at the Knapp Center taking on Bradley. That's of note because Drake travels to the McLeod Center this weekend to take on the Panthers. We'll chat with Gary Rima about that coming up in just about 25 minutes. Lots of news to get to today. The Mookie Betts trade last night, an absolute bombshell in Major League Baseball. Kurt Warner is going to be the subject of a new biopic, but they don't know who's going to play the Cedar Rapids native and former UNI standout. And oh yeah, by the way, another topic we're going to be getting to with Tom Kakert of HawkeyeReport.com today. Iowa spring football. We now know the schedule. And the Hawkeyes are going to be wrapping things up on a Friday once again, the fourth Friday in April, if I have the date correct. All that and more, 319-366-1600, the number to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, doubles as the First Federal Credit Union text line. FirstFedCU.com/KGYM is where you can go to check out some special offers First Federal has for you just for listening here on KGYM.
We found out that, like you said, that spring football is going to be starting in late March and ending in late April. I guess the next question I had was, there was no spring game last year, was there? I wonder if they're going to be doing that again this year. I guess we'll find out here shortly. But like you said, National Signing Day went from a yawn fest to a double yawn fest. There is just absolutely nothing interesting about this day anymore. Nothing.
You do have the occasional late addition to the class, and Iowa did pick up an Australian punter today. I think there's something written in the state law. Maybe the legislature passed something last year, and it went under the radar that at least one of the state institutions has to have an Australian punter on its football roster. But we'll learn more about him with Tom Kakert of HawkeyeReport.com coming up as well. Some minor football news to get to today, a little bit of house cleaning, and we'll touch on those stories on Alex's big board coming up in about 20 minutes. But first, let's go to the phone lines, 319-366-1600. Let's start with John in Columbus Junction. He wants to talk about the Kurt Warner movie. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, Todd? Thanks for taking my call. I know you get more people than I do through the radio, but as soon as you said that, there's one guy that popped in my mind, and I wanted to be the first one to throw it at you. Local Iowa boy, Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher as Kurt Warner in the – I don't even think the project has a title yet, but I'll put in a good word for Ashton Kutcher for you, John.
Thank you very much, Todd. You have yourself a good day.
All right. John in Columbus Junction trying to cast the I'm more interested in who's going to play Brenda. It's a rather unique look. Although you can take liberties.
She's changed her looks over the years. That's the thing. She kind of switches it up. So we got to go It just depends on the era here, right?
There has to be at some point in time in that movie a very minor role that either you or I could play. If this is going to be a not exactly a blockbuster movie, like sort of the final season when they cast many of the parts locally here, if they're looking to save some money here, I'm thinking there's got to be a role at Hy-Vee where you can be like in the movie, you're like the assistant manager and Kurt Warner wasn't bagging groceries properly enough or something. And the manager, maybe it's one line. You got to come out and you got to sort of bust on him for not bagging the groceries right. I think I could probably play that.
See, if they need somebody to play the third grade kid that was sitting in section 333 of the Trans World Dome at the time, I could play that.
Kurt, cans on the bottom. Cans on the bottom, Kurt. You're never going to make it in this world if you can't bag groceries. If that line is not in the movie, the biopics, sometimes they're just so sappy and, I don't know, they hit you over the head with the obvious. I want that line in there. I want the jaded grocery store manager to tell him he's never going to make anything of himself because he can't bag groceries.
Well, I am.
You and I.
It was Terry Allen, the coach at UNI at the time.
I believe so, yes.
So I just want to know how ruthless they're going to be on him. He was a good coach at UNI. He's thought of as a historically relevant coach for the UNI program, but he's also the coach that didn't play the Hall of Fame Super Bowl winning quarterback until his senior year. These are all facts. I'm just saying.
We'll get into this a little bit more coming up later on today. We've got, as I mentioned, a lot to get through. So much basketball this evening, as well as football and signing day. Again, no major upsets. Surprise, surprise, Matt Campbell's name is kicked around momentarily by Michigan State. However, Tommy Birch of the Des Moines Register reporting that sources tell him, and knowing Tommy, they're fairly well-placed sources in the Matt Campbell camp, that Matt Campbell said no interest whatsoever in the Michigan State job. So it's fascinating. You've got two camps. I was listening to the radio earlier today, and somebody was saying, you know, Matt Campbell makes all the sense in the world, and then you've got other people that are like, no,
yeah,
he's
well,
not
he
even,
does.
Not
he
even going to be interested
he
in
He makes
it.
All the sense in the world, but he's not going to be interested in it. Like, if you could get him, that'd be a great fit for Michigan State, but they're not in a position to get a coach like that. And I'm very skeptical as to whether they're going to be able to get Luke Fickell, who I think, like you said yesterday, like we've discussed, may be the guy that they go to first from Cincinnati.
Like you said, he's got a very nice class put together. It would be difficult for him to walk away. Michigan State just basically wasted $4.3 million with Mark D'Antonio, the guarantee in his contract. D'Antonio, the weasel that he is, spoke last night before the Michigan State basketball game and said, you know, quite frankly, this has been on his mind for a while, and he's thinking maybe the better timing would be to have done this about 2 months ago.
And oh, yeah, I'm thinking, prior to the bonus.
Yeah,
huh?
Prior to January 15th when the $4.3 million retention bonus came in. And you got people, this happens all the time, and it would happen here if anything like this went down in the future with Iowa or Iowa State. Michigan State fans are up in arms. Anybody that has said anything critical of Mark D'Antonio, they are seeking it out and they are defending this guy. And I don't, at some point in time, when you're defending the indefensible, it says a lot more about you than it does anybody else. And for Michigan State fans to be going to bat for Mark D'Antonio, a guy who time and time again has bent the rules and cut corners and is now walking away from that program, possibly before the NCAA comes sniffing around because of these allegations leveled in the lawsuit.
And just basically stole over $4 million from your school.
Well, yeah.
Not stole. I get there's a better word for
look,
it.
If
for
these
it. Finessed $4.5 million from your school.
If these athletic directors and the presidents and everybody who signs off on these contracts, if they want to continue paying these ridiculous retention bonuses, then more power to the coaches for collecting on him. $4.3 million, and then a couple weeks later, he decides that he's stepping down. He's going to spend more time with his family while he's being named in a lawsuit by a former assistant who's alleging multiple NCAA violations. And this is all after, what, 2 years of surviving some very, very ugly allegations that he was at the helm of a football program that really was a rudderless ship. No law and order whatsoever. Guys were doing anything that they wanted to, getting swept under the rug. I mean, you get the sense that Michigan State was tiptoeing up toward possibly having a Baylor-type situation on its hands if something truly horrific had happened there. And luckily, that wasn't the case. But there were some things going on with that football program on his watch that it's a bad look for the school. But don't tell their fans that.
No, it's a bad look, but it only really mattered when the results started to get bad. And I will remind people of that every single time. Because there was no discussion. This has been going on for years, but there was no discussion about it until the first three-win season came. And then the seven-win season last year where they had one of the worst offenses in college football, and then another year where they had a terrible offense. So as much as we sit here and say that it is pretty clear that that guy was not well-respected by his peers, and for good reason, the results were really good for a long time, better than pretty much any other coach to step on the sideline in East Lansing. But at this point, the thing that is a little bit confusing to me, though, is I've heard conflicting reports. I've heard some folks say that that Michigan State was blindsided by this, that they had no idea that this was coming. Then I've heard other people, like you were mentioning 670, the score in Chicago, reporting that Michigan State pushed him out.
They gave him the choice. You know, it's we're going to fire you, or you can fall on the sword yourself and say that you're stepping down, and that's what he chose. That's what WSCR in Chicago was reporting yesterday.
I guess that's a pretty important piece of information right now, because if they were blindsided by this, like Chris Solari of the Detroit Free Press has reported yesterday, that makes you question whether or not he was just staying in this until he got that $4.4 million bonus.
Yes, 35-30. I do remember the time that Kurt Warner came on the show with us.
After
years of throwing him under the bus because he was too big to come on to his hometown ESPN station. And then we got him not because he wanted to come on, but because he was shilling for a cellular company who was wanting to promote some award they were handing out, and that's how we got him. But he came on, and he gave us 8 or 9 minutes at about 60% giving a care, which is better than sometimes the host of this program has on a daily basis. 319-366-1600. Let's get to baseball. I feel like we're burying the lead here last night because I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm watching TV. I won't necessarily say I was enjoying watching TV, but all of a sudden I'm following along on my phone and the baseball world is losing its mind because the second best player in baseball, the best player in baseball not named Mike Trout. How about that? The best player in baseball not to have passed through the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the last decade was traded last night from the Red Sox to the Dodgers, and then things really blew up. There's nothing better than a three-team trade in baseball. So when the rumblings came out, I can't remember whether it was Ken Rosenthal or John Heyman, John Morosi, somebody had it first, that, holy cow, there's a third team involved in this. And then it turns out that that third team just happens to be our Minnesota Twins. You can hear them on 107.5 FM, the Jim OT this summer, hopefully. Bruiser Gratterall, former Colonels pitcher, Twins top pitching prospect, will now be plying his trade along with Alex Verdugo, a very talented young outfielder from the Dodgers, in a Red Sox uniform. Not only does Mookie Betts go back to the Dodgers, but David Price comes along with him in what can only be construed as a salary dump. And this is not good for baseball. This is a terrible look for baseball. And it's a terrible look for the Boston Red Sox. And it's also a harbinger of things to come, because this trade was made for one reason and one reason only. And it wasn't because Mookie Betts was going to be a free agent. That's just a small part of it. But we now have this luxury tax in baseball, and we've had it since the last round of collective bargaining, which has served as a de facto salary cap. And it is now clear that teams are constructing their rosters, not necessarily to win, but they're constructing their rosters with the said de facto salary cap in mind. And because of that, you have I think Joe Sheehan, who's been on the program with us, put it best in his newsletter, which I subscribe to partly out of guilt for the fact that we and sometimes the gym class bother him to come on our airwaves. It takes decades of scouting and player development to mine a talent the likes of Mookie Betts. Guys run scouting departments, guys run farm systems in their career, and they never have a player like Mookie Betts.
How often does a player like Mookie Betts come along for an organization?
And they're willing to part with him because they're worried that they can't sign him to a long-term deal, or if they did sign him to a long-term deal, it's going to put them so far over the tax threshold that they don't want to pay it. And so now you have the Dodgers, who are not exactly a small market team. They're not needing a handout here, but the Dodgers get a dynamic player in Mookie Betts, who maybe they try to re-sign him. Maybe they just get the best possible year out of him and say, you know what? It was worth it. All they gave up was a talented young outfielder, but they seem to grow on trees in Los Angeles. They're also sending, in a separate deal, the Dodgers, Jock Peterson, reportedly, to the Angels for Ross Stripling and some spare parts.
And Minnesota gets Kenta Maeda.
Minnesota gets Kenta Maeda, which is a good pickup for the Twins.
It is.
It's a guy who can go, he can start for you, or he can be a really nasty reliever. I prefer him in a relief role, quite frankly, but I think the Twins are going to start him, and I don't blame them for doing that. He had a tremendous year last season. He seems to be a guy who's benefited from some of the newfangled technology that analyzes pitching and spin data and things of that nature. This is a good move for the Twins, who appear to realize that their window is now. They've got to go all in. They got knocked out of the postseason last year by the Yankees. The Yankees are almost always going to be there standing in their way. But they've got a good core of young bats coming up. Guys like Alex Kirilloff, Trevor Larnach, Royce Lewis. Good core of bats coming up. And a guy in Brusdar Graterol that they think can be a starter, but I think they felt he was ultimately going to be a relief pitcher. And even though a dominant relief pitcher at that, a reliever is not worth nearly as much as a starter is, so they sold high on him. And they got, I believe, 3 years of Kenta Maeda. Good move on the part of the Twins. They sold high, they get a solid return, but the story today is Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts going to the Dodgers, and this is terrible for baseball. Not because it makes the Dodgers that much better, which, by the way, overnight, their World Series odds went from 6-1. They were already one of the favorites, 6-1 to 4-1. So you're talking about a pretty seismic shift there for a team that was already really good. I'm telling you, this is a sign of a labor struggle coming, because Mookie Betts is making, what, $30 million this year? There's a couple guys who signed $35 million deals or whatever this offseason. He's going to want more than that. The owners, I think, are at the point where they're going to draw a line in the sand. We're starting to see that. And what the Mookie Betts deal did for me last night was, as a Cubs fan, it put me on high alert.
Yeah, because I was just going to ask you that.
There's two things going on with Chris Bryant. He's either going to sign an extremely long-term, very lucrative extension, which the Cubs, I don't think, want to sign him to, or they're going to trade him. There's no happy medium here. And because you have to, and the Red Sox noticed this, they could have gone into the season with Betts going into free agency, and they could have hoped that at the trade deadline they got a massive return for him. But what happens on May 2nd when Mookie Betts breaks his ankle in the outfield and suddenly all of it, you're not going to get anything for him, and he leaves in free agency at the end of the year? So they felt like they had to make this move now to get maximum value. And the Cubs, with 2 years of Chris Bryant remaining, are looking at what the Red Sox got in Alex Verdugo and Bruiser Gratterall, and they're thinking, what's 2 years of Chris Bryant going to get that 1 year of Mookie Betts got? Can we get for 2 years of Chris Bryant? And all this is still, to me, a sign of major, major labor strife on the horizon in the next 2 years.
What are the odds that does this increase the odds for you that Chris Bryant is on a different team come the beginning of spring training?
I expect him to be traded by the start of spring training. I do.
If that is the case, I think the point is you're looking at two teams who are even big market teams, two high revenue teams, basically, like you said, going the cheap route.
And
85. Completely. Yeah, just sort of completely cutting costs. And I understand that this is a business, but at the same time, try explaining that to your fans, that you just let two generational-type talents that have come through your system walk away like that.
85-23 on the text line is coming to the table with some names that I think you got to be a hardcore baseball fan to remember. Ruzny Castillo, he was going to be the next sort of Yoenis Cespedes. Any Cuban that came over was getting a huge contract, and the Red Sox, I think, gave him a 6-year guaranteed deal. All money in baseball is guaranteed. You sound like an idiot when you say that, Todd. He failed miserably. He flopped miserably. Nathan Eovaldi got a huge deal. They traded the farm to get Chris Sale, and the Red Sox went all in. They gutted their farm system, and they gutted their bank account. Now, it got them a World Series.
They won.
It got them a World Series. But now, just like on the north side of Chicago, you're living with the repercussions of that World Series, of that run. In Chicago, you've got Jason Hayward and Chatwood and Darvish. Now, Darvish looks like he's not going to be a completely sunk cost, but you live with those big contracts. And there's a reason Dave Dombrowski put together a World Series winner and he lost his job a year later. Fickle world that we live in. But if you're a Red Sox fan today, it's got to be hard wrapping your head around the fact, knowing that spring training hasn't even started yet, and your Red Sox are essentially running up the white flag. They're going into rebuild mode for the most part. Maybe they try to tread water, but how far did they finish behind the Yankees last year? The Yankees, who unfortunately today got some bad news that James Paxton is going to be out for several months. He underwent surgery. Paxton is almost always hurt. That's a disappointing thing to hear if you're a Yankees fan, but it's the truth. But the Yankees, who went out and got Gerrit Cole this offseason and don't appear to be sure. I thought if you don't listen to the Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gatz in the mornings here on ESPN because you don't think they talk sports, if you're a baseball fan, go check out their podcast today, because I thought they did a great job of discussing this, because they're Marlins fans. They're based in Miami. I don't want to say they're all fans of the Marlins. I know Billy Gill is, but they went through this. They traded Giancarlo Stanton and Christian Yelich and these young players that they knew the organization wasn't going to be able to afford. The difference is Boston can afford Mookie Betts, and Boston is still saying, it's in our best interest to trade him, and it's not in baseball's best interest. Now, if you're a Dodgers fan today, I imagine you're probably pretty happy, because it's a heck of an acquisition on the eve of spring training.
But to say that it's in your best interest to trade Mookie Betts is a hell of a statement right there. I guess in your best financial interest is what you're getting at, and that's the bottom line, right? That's all that matters?
They have, I mean, go back 20 years ago after the strike in 94 where the issue was the salary cap, and there was no salary cap. That capitulation was made, but here we are. There's essentially a team salary cap. You can pay a player as much as you want, but there's a team salary cap, and it's very clear that front offices are using that as the threshold to build their rosters around.
Other than the Dodgers?
Well, the Dodgers are, I mean, they're trying to win. And you can make the argument that maybe they should have won. I know there are a lot of bitter Dodgers fans over the Astros cheating scandal that feel they were possibly cheated out of a World Series. But the Dodgers also have the luxury of doing this because they've got young players, guys like Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger, and they had Verdugo and they were able to trade him. They had Peterson, they were able to trade them. Dustin May, who's going to be, I think, lights out for them this year. They've got some young, controllable players that they're paying pennies on the dollar to, so all of a sudden you can afford to eat David Price. The Red Sox are paying a huge portion of David Price's contract to send him to the Dodgers, along with the second best player in baseball. It's a bad look for the sport. We're overdue. We got to catch up with Gary Reima. Before we do that, let's get a big board update in.
The Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz met with the media today in Iowa City to discuss his recruiting class, as now the National Signing Day, otherwise known as the late signing period, commenced today. In doing so, Ferentz revealed that spring football will begin the last week of March, and it's going to conclude on the final Friday in April. The Iowa basketball team is on the road in West Lafayette, set to take on the Purdue Boilermakers tonight. Purdue has had a tough season, coming in at 12-10 overall, but they are 9-2 at Mackey Arena, with tip-off tonight is set for 6 p.m. The Iowa State Cyclones have a tough road contest as well, as they're in Morgantown ready to take on West Virginia this evening. The 13th-ranked Mountaineers have not lost a game at home this season. That game will also tip off at 6 p.m., but we're going to send you out to the Cyclone Radio Network call with John Walters beginning at 5:30 with the pregame show. UNI looks for their 20th win of the season, and They're also looking for the season sweep of Valparaiso tonight, as they're on the road ready to take on the Crusaders. Panthers look to stay alone in first place in the MVC as they come into the day with a one-game lead over Loyola. That game will get underway at 7 p.m., and I believe that's going to be on 102.3 FM. Am I screwing this up? 107.5 and 106.3?
Yeah, so many frequent. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then 102.3 and 1600 AM for the Cyclones game.
Yes.
I'm still getting used to all of this, just like all of you out there.
Exactly, and if you've got any questions, feel free. You can hit us up on the text line on Facebook, KGYM Radio. Give us a like. The Twitter handle, at KGYM Radio. Happy to answer any and all of your questions, and we do understand that it is a little confusing to a number of you. We haven't taken anything away from you. We're giving you more listening options. It's just a matter of getting used to being able to find what you're looking for when you're looking for it here at KGYM. And when all else fails, we'll just blame buttons. When we return, and he's still sore that we're basically taking his thunder today because the 5 o'clock face-off takes the giving of the gift cards out of his hands for the most part. When we return, Gary Reima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, joins us from Valparaiso, Indiana, where the Panthers are getting ready to take on the Crusaders. You can find out what he thinks of tonight's game and more with Gary after this.
Your life requires a lot of energy because you're always on the move. Well, nobody understands energy better than Linn County REC. That's why they offer you the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it super snappy to pay your bill, see your billing and energy use, get alerts, even report an outage. So no matter where you are, you can manage your account in a tap or two. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Once it's on your phone, it keeps up with you. So, say you realize your bill needs to be paid ASAP. It's okay. Just tap Pay Now on the Linn County REC Smart Hub app, and you're good. Oh, and if the power goes out, you can report it right there on the app, too. See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the nifty little benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Don't miss the annual Blues and Buffett Chili Challenge February 9th at the Cedar Rapids Marriott. Come for unlimited chili tasting and vote for your favorites. Meet local celebrity judges and get in on the silent auction too. You'll be helping the Henry Davison Scholarship Fund and Eastern Iowa Arts Academy.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank has been serving your community for 95 years. We're the bank here or wherever you need us to be. Harvesting that first ear of corn with 500 acres to go. Deciding on the perfect vacation spot. From your business to our office to the comfort of your home after a busy day. Explore your options at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Get started with your personal or business lending today at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles? Check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
No matter what kind of entertainment you're in the mood for, sports talk or smart rock, you are covered with KGYM and Smart FM. A walk-off home run at the plate. Or walk of life from dire straits. A long run from scrimmage. Or the long run from the Eagles. Tune in anytime to satisfy your craving for infotainment. KGYM, 1600 AM, 106.3 in Iowa City, and now on 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. And Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 Iowa City.
Welcome back in the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the all-new 107.5 FM Jim OT. Busy night for you tonight. Iowa State basketball coming up momentarily within about an hour on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. And then after we're off the air tonight, 6:30, we're going to head to Valparaiso, Indiana, where the Crusaders are hosting the UNI men's basketball team tonight, and we've got the guy who's going to be bringing you all the action on 106.3 FM and 107.5 FM tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off from Valpo. Gary Reimer with us. Oh, baby, I love this segment. And Gary, how are things in northwest Indiana today?
Just a little cold, a little breezy, a little windy, but there will be basketball tonight in Valparaiso, Indiana. UNI Panthers guys going after their 20th win of the season, trying to stay on top of the Missouri Valley Conference standings all by themselves, and got their hands full tonight with this Valparaiso ball club. They're 8-1 at home, and they got one of their best players back in Ryan Fizikas. So it'll be a challenge tonight on the road. Panthers have been good on the road this year, though. When you got 6 true road wins already, and there's not a lot of Division I basketball teams in the country that have won 6 games away from their home arena on an opponent's floor. So, I think we got our hands full tonight in what should be a really, really good game.
How important is it going to be now on the road to keep focus? Because this sort of seems like a similar situation that we saw a couple of weeks ago where Loyola was waiting at home in the weekend. This time, Drake is waiting at home this weekend. Valparaiso tough at home. It just seems like a time where you and I and Coach Jake have to look and say, all right, we have to focus in on this game and this game alone.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to look ahead. You know, it's an old adage, but you really got to go one game at a time. And this league is good. I mean, I thought Evansville put up a good fight on Saturday in their house. And I know they're 0-10, but Todd Licklider's got 4 games under his belt now as their head coach. I think Evansville will win a couple of games in their house before this regular season's over and maybe hurt somebody's Missouri Valley Conference seed by knocking them off at their place. And, you know, we've got tough road games left with not only this one, but we still have to go to Drake. We have to go to Loyola. We've got to go to Indiana State. All very tough places in the Valley to get wins. All those teams have a really good home record. But Alex, you're absolutely right. And the coaching staff and the players have done a great job of just being locked in just one game at a time. Just take it one day at a time. In fact, you know, sometimes get a little tired interviewing Coach Jacobson at his press conferences and stuff, and he just says, hey, we just got to get better at practice today. We just, you know, that he won't look very far ahead. It's just, you know, let's just get better today. So I know that they've got this team locked in and focused just on what's ahead of them tonight here on the road in Belleville. But there's still a lot of tough games left. Got to try and find a way to get this one tonight. And no matter what happens in the rest of the league tonight, you went on the road tonight and you're still sole leader of the Missouri Valley Conference standings. And that's right where you want to be.
These two teams played back on January 15th at the McLeod Center. Panthers, an 88-78 winner, 29 points from A.J. Green. Isaiah Brown came through with 16. What do you expect, if anything, Valpo to do different tonight in the rematch?
Well, the biggest thing for them, Todd, is they've got Ryan Fasikas back, a 6'8 kid, really good player, has battled through some injuries this year. And with them getting him back, they beat Illinois State here at home over the weekend by 10. And they're just a much better team with him in the mix. They've got a good ball club. You know, they've got Javon Freeman Liberty, who's, you know, just a point or two behind A.J. Green for the scoring lead. And what he put in, like 28 or 29 against us in that first meeting in Cedar Falls, he can really fill it up. See, you got the two top scorers going head to head, and then with them getting Fasikas back, it makes them just a much, much tougher team. And again, they're 8-1 at home this year, so you know they rarely lose here on their home court. And getting, you know, one of their best players back certainly helps them. But they're a team that really loves to score it from the outside. They're playing much more up-tempo basketball this year than they were a year ago. And they got good three-point shooters. They got a freshman coming off the bench in Cricky that's a really great shooter. So this is a tough one tonight. And I think this is going to be one of those games that you're going to see a lot of scoring, a lot more up-tempo type play.
We've continued to talk about Austin Fife all season long. The game that he had against Evansville, 6-for-6 from the floor, 16 points. Is he starting to emerge as one of the better big men in the conference?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think that really showed up when he went head-to-head with Cameron Krutwig from Loyola, you know, just over a week ago in the McLeod Center with Krutwig's the preseason player of the year. And I think Krutwig will definitely be a first team all Missouri Valley Conference pick at the end of the year. But I think Austin Fife showed that he's that type of player also for this Panther ball club. Great shooting percentage, you know, from the floor. One of the best in the league at what he does on a regular basis. Not only scores it, but he rebounds it, defends it. He stays out of foul trouble, and he's it really makes this team tough. When he gets into foul trouble, then that's where it can be a little bit of a struggle. But love the way he's playing this year. His game is just he's helped elevate this team, I think, to another level. And I've mentioned it a number of times with you guys, but he was the missing piece off that team from a year ago. If he's healthy and he's playing like he is this year, that's a whole different team last year. But, you know, just it's showing you, I think, how valuable he is to this team with, you know, sitting 19-3 and the things that he's done at both ends of the floor. So, you know, there's a lot of coaches that when they talk about facing you and I, you know, they're talking about A.J. Green and what do they have to do to try and slow him down. But also a huge concern is how do they handle Austin Fife? And Valpo's one of those teams. They had a couple of 7-foot centers a year ago, but both those guys are gone and don't necessarily have that, you know, that real big inside presence like what they had a year ago. So that's got to be a concern for them, too, is how are they going to handle Austin in this rematch here in Belleville.
7 o'clock tip-off tonight at the Athletics Recreation Center, the ARC in Valparaiso. You can hear Gary Rima call that game on 106.3 and 107.5 FM. You and I looking for its fourth straight win. Not to look past the Crusaders tonight, but big game coming up Saturday at the McLeod Center. Darren DeVries coming back home. Drake Bulldogs, always a great rivalry. And the gang is getting back together, the Sweet 16 reunion that weekend.
Yeah, and the game's nearly sold out. I think earlier today, Todd, they said they had about 200 tickets left for the general public. They're holding 800 tickets for the student body, and I think the students will gobble those up without any problems. So we're looking at a sellout for that game on Saturday, and justifiably should be. You're bringing back that Sweet 16 team and honoring them, you know, on a 10-year anniversary, and the way this Panther basketball team is playing, top of the league, no matter what happens around the league tonight, the worst-case scenario, they'd be in a tie for first with somebody else, a win, and they're going to have sole possession going into that game with Drake, and Drake's got a great ball club, and, you know, Darren DeVries doing great things with them. So you got the in-state rivalry on Saturday. You're bringing back the Sweet 16 team, and it's just going to be a great atmosphere in the McLeod Center. It's the way it should be, with, you know, huge crowds and a lot of excitement, and just looking forward to what we're going to get to experience on Saturday at home.
Gary, I've been meaning to ask you about Noah Carter throughout the entire season, but a freshman from Dubuque, I've been impressed with him since his days in high school, but The minutes that he's been being given, he's been a pretty efficient scorer for this team off the bench. What have been your early impressions of him?
Really like his game, you know, and he's so versatile, Alex.
Right.
That's the thing that he brings to this team, is his ability to he showed us in the last game where he can go inside and get you some points there. He's not just a guy that's going to shoot open threes, and he shoots them at a pretty good percentage, but he also now shows that he can get inside and post up, and, you know, he's a smart kid. He loves the game. He's a good defender, and he's just going to keep getting better and better, and, you know, he's a guy that he's ready to go, and that's the thing you like in those true freshmen, whether they play 5 minutes or 12 minutes or have to play more than that, they're ready to contribute any way they can to help this team to keep winning games, and Noah's been a big part of that. He's going to be a fun guy to follow through his career here at UNI.
Gary, I don't know if you saw this earlier today or not, but there's going to be a Kurt Warner biopic that's coming out later this year. If Gary Rima made like a brief cameo in that, who would you want to play you in a movie?
I would just have to play myself, wouldn't I? Just maybe be like
the radio
guy, calling a few of his touchdown throws his senior season as the only year as the starting quarterback. I saw that they were going to make a movie out of his life, and I've said for a long, long time, guys, the Kurt Warner story, that's a story made for a true story movie. I think that'll be an outstanding movie, and somebody's got to get a hold of the producer and let them know they need the radio guy to, you know, just have a cameo and you know, maybe drop a couple of old babies or something. Come on.
See, Gary, I like this because you remember The Blind Side, right, where Ed Orgeron played himself and Nick Saban and all the coaches. I think, Gary, you should play yourself. You don't need to be cast as anybody else. It should be you.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, how cool it is, though. You know, they're just making that six-on-six movie in the state of Iowa. I thought that was a cool idea. And now with coming out that they're going to do this movie on Kurt Warner's life and stuff, that'd be so cool to see them put that together. Guys, by the way, when I go to the movie theater, my favorite movies are any movie that's based on a true story. I love those the most. And I know sometimes they take, you know, some liberties to kind of keep it interesting, but if it's based on a true story, is a full-blown true story with, you know, doing it just 100%, those are my favorite, because then when I leave the theater, I know, okay, that actually happened. That is so cool. That's why I guess I've never really been like maybe a big Star Wars guy, because, yeah, they're good, but okay, come on, that doesn't happen. That's not real life, that's not true, but love the true story movie. So I'm going to be really anxious for the one on Kirk to come out.
Well, Gary, we know your cell phone's running a little low. You got to get ready for the call tonight. Always appreciate hearing from you, and we'll touch base with you next week after hopefully a big week of wins for you and I.
Sounds good, guys. We'll talk to you then.
Panthers going for four in a row tonight.
Nobody can play Gary Rima. Only Gary Rima can play Gary Rima.
I love the answer because he's not sharing money with somebody. That, if that's his role, he's playing it. Don't pay Al Pacino to be Gary Rima. It's always fun.
Last time Al Pacino
it's a
played
great,
somebody.
Great insight to somebody.
Couldn't be any more opposite than Gary Rima.
Great insight to somebody is asking them the question, hey, if there was ever a movie where you were in it, somebody had to be cast to play you, who do you think you'll learn a lot about the particular individual in what answer they give you? You and I, again, beating Valpo 88-78 at the McLeod Center back on January 15th tonight. Panthers a 3-point road favorite at the Arc, and Drake, which comes to the McLeod Center on Saturday, at home at the Knapp Center, taking on Bradley. So that should be a really good game tonight in Des Moines. And you heard Gary there, 200 general public tickets remaining for that game on Saturday. Has it been 10 years already since you and I made it to the Sweet 16?
That's unbelievable.
It's hard to believe, but most of that team will be back in the house, and that should be a fantastic game. Darren DeVries going up against his alma mater. Drake is having a very good year, and you and I looking to remain in first place in the Valley. We know what the Panthers have to do. They just need to continue winning games. They need to build their resume up to the point where they could survive not winning the conference tournament in St. Louis if they suffered a loss there, not in the championship game. So you and I just need to continue winning games. They'll look to do that tonight again. 7 o'clock tip-off from Valparaiso, and we'll have that for you here on two of our four frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the new Jim O.T., 107.5 FM, Gary and the Panther Radio Network call. We'll take a quick timeout. More of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuntz. Hard to believe we still got another hour to get to, and a $50 gift card to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. It could be yours inside tonight's 5 o'clock face-off. It's all on the way in the final hour. More after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone and working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
There's an app to save on flights. An app to rent a bike. And an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wendy's has been showing everyone how to do fast food right for 50 years. And now they're showing them how 2-for-5s are done with Wendy's 2-for-5. It's the only one where you can get Wendy's fresh, never frozen beef and that Wendy's spicy chicken you crave. Pick 2 for $5. Choose between the juicy Dave single, the tasty spicy chicken sandwich, 10-piece crispy, or spicy nuggets. Come in today and taste how a real 2-for-5 is done. Only at Wendy's. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
4:53, welcome back in. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio. Poll question for you today at our website, kgymradio.com. Does Iowa pull off another road victory in the Big Ten tonight? Yes or no? Hawkeyes will be in action at 6 o'clock in West Lafayette, Indiana, taking on the Boilermakers of Purdue inside Mackey Arena. Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Going to be a tough order for the Hawkeyes tonight. Purdue actually a 4-point favorite in that contest against the Hawkeyes. Hard to win on the road in the Big Ten. Not impossible. And we'll touch on that game and more with Tom Kakert of HawkeyeReport.com coming up in about 10 minutes. More baseball news to get to today. Not to go too heavy on America's pastime in early February, but Pete Rose, Alex, thinks that the Astros sign-stealing slash cheating scandal, which also extended its tentacles to the New York Mets and Boston Red Sox because it involved players and personnel who passed through Houston, Pete Rose thinks that this should open the door for his reinstatement to the game of baseball. Does Pete Rose belong back in the game? Should the ban be dropped?
We don't have enough time for this one.
319-366-1600. There's no time limit on the First Federal Credit Union text line. We can take your texts on this at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just we need to make sure we mute our phones so we're not getting woken up. Does he have a point here?
I don't understand the connection there that he's trying to make. Him comparing his transgressions to any type of cheating has kind of rung hollow for me because that's not the point that Major League Baseball has been getting at with him. The point that they made is he did the one thing that they absolutely do not allow. And I don't know how the Astros sign stealing changes that.
But that is the rub here. He's saying that there's now such a moral ambiguity here between breaking the rules and stealing signs and doing what the Astros did that you can't possibly give them such a light punishment and not even punish the players. And yet he gets a lifetime ban from the game for violating a rule that's as not if more so sacrosanct than the sign-stealing issue. But his take on this is that if you're going to let those players off that easy, then, man, you came down way too hard on me. I've done my time. Let me back into the game. 366-1600, if you want to weigh in on Charlie Hustle trying to hustle his way back into baseball, and more importantly for him, into the doors of Cooperstown because he wants to charge even more for his autograph by inscribing HOF 21, 22, 31, whatever year they would let him in. Pete's hustling. Pete wants to make a little money in his lifetime. He's making plenty. He wants to make more of it. Let's go to Adam in Cedar Rapids, wants to weigh in on Pete. Adam, your thoughts.
Good afternoon, everyone. I love the baseball talk that's going on today. Love the show as always. And yes, he does have a point because the moral compass has now been moved a little bit. But at the same time, it's that always that betting on baseball that is always sacrilegious when it comes to the game itself. But I love all the baseball talk, gentlemen. And I love the fact that Mookie Betts is now out of the American League and David Price. Love the show as always, gentlemen. Alex Kuhn, you are the man.
If you're an American League fan, I don't know whether you should be too happy about David Price not being around anymore. He was not exactly the ace that he was earlier in his career in Tampa Bay. I know there were some Yankees fans last night who were making that point, but tough going there for Pete Rose trying to get into Cooperstown. The moral compass, yeah, the needle has moved, but I don't think it's going to move in Pete's direction anytime soon. Do we have time to take a break or not? We'll keep it here. 319-366-1600. We got a lot to get to today coming up in the next hour. You will hear Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com. He's set to join us as the Hawkeyes get ready to take on Purdue this evening in men's basketball. A little bit of news from the world of Iowa wrestling. Today, the Board of Regents approved the $20 million for the planned construction of the wrestling facility. I know this is something that wrestling fans have looked forward to for quite some time, and certainly Tom and Terry Brands and the rest of the program as well. About $9 million in funding so far has been received through gifts to the university, but the Regents have given their go-ahead for the Iowa wrestling program to get its new facility underway. It's a huge day for Iowa wrestling. Speaking of Iowa wrestling, if you missed Mark Ironside on the Gym Class earlier today, his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson and the American Family Insurance Agency. You can listen to the podcast at your leisure. It's posted for you at kgymradio.com. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Also, your chance to win a $50 gift certificate to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in Iowa City. It's all coming in the next 60 minutes.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, Pelican superstar rookie Zion Williamson questionable tomorrow against the Bulls in Chicago with a toe sprain. Major League Baseball says it's received and is reviewing Pete Rose's petition asking for his lifetime ban to end. She notes the ban is vastly disproportionate compared to players who took steroids and those involved in the Astros sign-stealing scheme. Rose banned in 1989 for illegally betting with bookmakers on MLB games, including games involving the Reds, the team he was managing. ESPN's Jeff Passan.
I feel like just because the Astros were bad doesn't make Pete Rose's case for reinstatement any stronger or better. And I think if you're going to go that route, you're essentially impugning the commissioner who is going to reinstate you. It seems like a backward way to go about it.
Jeff Hassan on the Will Cain Show. Yankees pitcher James Paxton expected to miss 3 to 4 months after back surgery. That means Jay Happ will likely have a spot in New York's rotation along with Garrett Cole, Masahiro Tanaka, and Luis Severino.
Coming up Thursday on Golic and Wingo, it's trade deadline day in the NBA, and I continue my quest not to bring donuts to the guys for the entire week. Golic and Wingo Wednesday, 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura COO Dylan Miskowitz needed to hire a director of coffee, so he went to ZipRecruiter, posted his job, and found the best person for the role in just a few days. How? ZipRecruiter's technology finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So it's no wonder that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. At AutoZone, we've got great deals for you to get more out of your ride. Right now, buy one bottle of Gumout Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. And if you're dealing with a pesky check engine light, check out our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help you troubleshoot the likely issue and drive with peace of mind. Getting the job done just got easier. Visit AutoZone.com to get started. Restrictions apply. Get
in
the zone,
AutoZone. In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate, DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
5:05, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the new, all new, Jim O.T., 107.5 FM, with you until 6 o'clock this evening. Iowa State basketball coming up for you in about 25 minutes from Morgantown, West Virginia. John Walters on the call there. 6:30 tonight, we'll get you Gary Rima and the UNI Panthers. They're in Northwest Indiana, taking on the Valparaiso Crusaders. Easy for me to say. I almost went to school there, and they're not the only State of Iowa team in the Hoosier State tonight. The Hawkeyes getting ready to take on Purdue at Mackey Arena in West Lafayette. And here to join us to discuss that and more, Tom Cakert of HawkeyeReport.com. And let's go ahead and start with what, Tom, has become what used to be a highly anticipated day in the college football universe and now has become very anticlimactic. But today is signing day, essentially signing day 2.0, and not a whole lot of news today out of Iowa City.
Yeah, it was, you know, I remember these, the first Wednesday in February, and it was just such a big day where we'd be up at, you know, be up till 2 in the morning, up at 6 a.m. and working the phones and, you know, trying to find out what a kid was doing. And now it's just like, hey, Iowa got an Australian punter today. And that was it. So just it's gotten kind of anticlimactic at this point.
I was going to say, is the news of the Australian punter the biggest news of the day?
It might be. Other that and that Kirk Ferentz was responsible for a guy that he didn't check the portal, but he was playing on his new iPad and found Coy Cronk, the transfer from Indiana, and called Tyler Barnes and said, do you know about this guy? And Tyler, when he was at, who's the director of recruiting, had happened to help recruit him when he was at Vanderbilt on the staff there. So he had a relationship with him. That was the only other real nugget that I got today.
We know that the Hawkeyes are going to start a spring practice at the end of March and finish up on a Friday again at the end of April. Do you like the schedule change that Kirk Ferentz has employed the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's okay. I think that's the way of the world these days is that's how it's going to go.
When you look at the signing of Michael Lois, I think that's sort of the interesting story of this class, possibly not going to play in his time at Iowa, but what do you envision? What do you think that this could become for him and the Iowa football program?
You know, I think it's really admirable that Iowa is still putting him on scholarship and having him be part of the program, because there's a lot of places around the country that we could probably point to and say, I bet that they would just walk away from this kid. Yeah, it's really sorry that, you broke your neck, but, we gotta find a football player. And Kirk is not like that. Kid made an early commitment. And then, you know, literally like 2 weeks later, he's fighting for his ability to ever walk again. And it's really admirable what he has been able to do and, get back and walk again and be a typical teenager again. And now they're going to have him find some way. I just Kirk has basically said in the past that he just doesn't see a path for him to ever play football again. It's just going to be too big of a risk. And Kirk, no coach wants that on their resume, that, you know, kid who was already hurt ends up being disabled because they put him back out on the football field. So, but he's going to find a role. Mark Morehouse brought up Martin Hopkins as an example, a kid who came in hurt, got hurt early in his career, couldn't play football anymore, but wanted to be involved. And now Martin Hopkins is on, kind of their staff in some way, and he's been on their staff and he continues to be on their staff and can be around the team and be a vital part of the team in another way if he wants to do that.
Tom Kakert with us of HawkeyeReport.com. In a completely unrelated question, after the reference to some programs may or may not walk away from that kid, did Mark D'Antonio's name come up at all today in Iowa City? Did Kirk share his thoughts on Mark D'Antonio stepping down?
Yeah, it did. And he said he was surprised by kind of the news that it happened. But again, he wasn't surprised because this was the interesting thing that he said, because of, he's 64. Well, Kirk, I think, is going to be, he's 64, going to be 64 this year, I think, somewhere around there. So, but Kirk's like, I'm just going to keep chugging along, happy doing what I'm doing. And, but he was a little bit surprised by the move, especially the day before signing day when they were going to sign a couple more kids. It's just, let's just say it's interesting timing in East Lansing.
Yeah. How big of a hire is this going to be now for the entire Big Ten landscape, for Michigan State? Not that they had been anywhere near where they were at the peak of Mark D'Antonio's career in East Lansing, but this is a program that if they hire the wrong person, they could absolutely backslide into anonymity like we've seen them before.
Yeah, they could. And let's think about this for a second, because 2015 is not that long ago, and we were sitting in Indianapolis watching Iowa play Michigan State for a Big Ten title, and Michigan State went to the college football playoff and played Alabama. They got smoked in the game, but they were in that. And it just shows you how quickly it can go. And it also maybe gives you an appreciation for what Iowa has done since 2015 and the 47 wins that they have been trumpeting since the end of the year, and just the level of success that they have been able to maintain. Meanwhile, you see what has happened at Michigan State, and it makes you appreciate what Kirk's done, and it also makes you realize how quick it can go away.
Sounds like Luke Fickell at Cincinnati may be the number one target or most likely to take that job, but Would you have some serious reservations, Tom, if you were looking at maybe making that move?
Maybe, but Fickell just seems to be a great fit for a Big Ten school, and he's built a real good program at Cincinnati. He had that, you know, the interim time at Ohio State and had success during that time. But he just seems like if you're looking at this time of year, it's hard to hire a coach, and Luke Fickell understands the Big Ten. And I would think he'd be pretty motivated. His school that he went to, Ohio State, didn't feel that he should get that job full time. So, he's been able, he could kind of have the motivation to stick it to them. And I'm sure he doesn't have any real love for Jim Harbaugh and the Wolverines, which are the, the big rival for Michigan State. So, I think if you're looking for kind of the profile for an ideal guy, he's probably it.
With some of the coaching movement that we've seen and kind of tying this all back into National Signing Day, do you think that any tweaks need to be made to this new system, or do you think that we're going to kind of go full steam ahead with this early signing period and now the this anticlimactic first week in February, first Wednesday in February?
Yeah, I think we're full steam ahead, and I think they're going to leave it in December for now. My preference, and I think Kirk's preference, would be to do an even earlier signing period so you get a little more space between the two. Maybe do something just before the start of the high school season or start of fall practice. Do something, maybe in late July or early August, something like that. Have a signing period so kids who are comfortable with their decision can get that done with and off their plate before they start their senior year, much like what basketball does with a signing period in November before the start of the senior season for a high school basketball player, and then have something, in the more traditional spot here in February. Because right now, I mean, most of the kids have done what they needed to do. They're not going to wait a couple more, a month and a half or whatever to sign in February. They're just going to go ahead and get it done. I think it's probably about 85% of the kids, maybe more than that this year, decided to sign in December. And it has made this late period just completely irrelevant.
Tom, Iowa in action tonight in West Lafayette at Mackey Arena. The Hawkeyes actually about a 4-point underdog on the road tonight. This is a game that Purdue really needs to win. How do you see things playing out tonight?
Yeah, Purdue does need this. And they've been just kind of, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I mean, you could see them one night. They're beating Michigan State 71-42, and then there's and beating a Virginia, who hasn't been very good this year, but, early in the year, they beat Virginia by 29 points. Everybody went, wow, okay. But then you see the same team lose by 37 in Champaign, or scored 37 in Champaign, and just have all kinds of trouble, really most of the year, I think, scoring points. And you've got an Iowa team that, I think, Even in bad games, even as bad as they were at Nebraska when they went 4-33 from three, they still managed to score 70 points. And so you kind of think Iowa's probably going to get to about 70. Can Purdue get to 70? Because they haven't been there very often this year. So that's where I kind of just look at this game and go, well, I just don't know if the Purdue decent offense shows up, then yeah, they've got a chance. But I kind of like Iowa tonight just because I know that they're going to be able to score the basketball.
Yeah, how interesting are some of these road games coming up for Iowa? Because it's a part of the schedule on the road against Purdue, on the road against Indiana, Minnesota, Michigan State, and then Illinois to round out the year. It's not like Iowa has to win all of those games. We know how difficult it is to win on the road, but they've at least competed on the road, which is, I think, a good sign for this team.
Yeah, I think that they've competed against everybody, really. You can't say that they just rolled over in a game. That will be put to the test, I would imagine, in East Lansing, where we've seen some epic beatdowns of Iowa basketball over the years, including last year. But I just, you know, this stretch, I look at the Ken Pomeroy prediction thing, and his stuff is usually pretty good from predictive nature. And he had tonight's game, Purdue as a 1-point favorite, and then as of this morning, he had the Indiana and Minnesota games, which are both on the road, as 1-point wins for Iowa. So there's an opportunity there. The Michigan State and Illinois games, a little more lopsided, you know, a couple point wins for the home team. But I think these next three are definitely games that Iowa could get. But if you ask me, I would say the game that I think they're most likely to get might be the one tonight.
What about Saturday at home against a Nebraska team now coached by Fred Hoiberg? Nebraska hasn't exactly set the world on fire this year, but you know Fred Hoiberg's always going to give it his best effort when he brings a team to Carver Hawkeye Arena. And sold-out building should be a terrific atmosphere.
It should be. And kudos to the Iowa fans who have really kind of jumped on the bandwagon with this team and are really supporting them at a very high level. In the last month or so, they've just kind of realized this team has a chance to be pretty good, and they're getting the Carver Hawkeye. But Nebraska, I've got a feeling they're going to be in for kind of a world of hurt based on the fact that they beat Iowa the first time. I think Iowa might have been in a trappish situation and maybe not lose to them, but have a closer than expected game against Nebraska. Iowa would have pounded them the first time, but I think they've got their full attention. And, you know, remember that first game, Iowa did not have CJ Frederick, with them, at that game. He was out with the foot issue. So having him back, I think really solidifies things. I expect Iowa to win pretty comfortably on Saturday.
How weird does it feel for us to be talking about a National Player of the Year candidate or maybe even a front runner at this point in Luka Garza?
It's crazy because Iowa just hasn't, and Iowa's had some really good basketball players over the years. You know, you go back to Ronnie Lester or Fred Brown or, you know, different, you got John Johnson, Sam Williams, all these guys that, you know, the older folks that all remember their names. Iowa hasn't had a first-team AP All-American since 1952 when Charles Darling was a first-team All-American for the Associated Press. They've had some various little, you know, other services that I don't even think are in existence anymore that that have had, you know, Ronnie Lester or somebody as a first-team All-American. But nothing since Charles Darling. They haven't had a Player of the Year in the Big Ten since Sam Williams in 1968, I think. So it's been a long time since Iowa's had a guy that's kind of commanded this level of notoriety this late in the year. So it's pretty wild to see this happen. And I think we all thought Luka would be pretty good, but there's nobody that thought he would be able to do this, except probably Luka Garza and probably Frank Garza, I think, probably thought he could do it. And at this level, but it's just a testament to that, the work ethic of that kid, because he puts in the work. And I think the journey thing is maybe supposed to air tonight after the game, so be worth watching that as well.
Chris Bryant, a Cub on opening day, or do they trade him sooner rather than later?
I think he's going to be there. I don't think they're going to get what they want for him, and they'll hang on to him for a little while longer and see if somebody gets desperate.
Fascinating. Tom Cakert, HawkeyeReport.com. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
And again, Iowa the underdog tonight on the road against the Boilermakers at Mackey Arena. Tom says he likes the Hawkeyes. I'm not so sure.
Iowa at Purdue, it's hard to say you like Iowa.
It's not the most difficult building to go into and win, and this is not a Purdue team that's setting the world on fire right now, but sometimes those are the most dangerous games. And Mackey Arena reminds me a little bit of Carver Hawkeye Arena in the fact that when the team isn't doing well, it can not necessarily be tremendously hostile. Kind of a neutral court as opposed to a home court advantage. So It's on the Boilermaker fans to try to make that a hostile environment tonight for Iowa to go into. And as we mentioned, all of the Iowa teams in action tonight, Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake. Alex, why don't you fill everybody in on a big board update?
The Iowa basketball team is on the road in West Lafayette, set to take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Purdue has had a tough season coming into the night at 12-10, but they are 9-2 at Mackey Arena. Tip-off is set for just over half an hour from right now, 6 p.m. for the tip-off. The Iowa State Cyclones have a tough road contest as well. They're in Morgantown, ready to take on West Virginia tonight. The 13th-ranked Mountaineers have not lost a game at home this season. They come in with a 17-4 record. That game is also going to tip off at 6 p.m., but we're going to send you out to the Cyclone Radio Network's coverage of the starting with the pregame show at 5:30 in just a couple of minutes at 5:30 on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. UNI looks for their 20th win of the season, and the season sweep over Valparaiso tonight as they're on the road ready to take on the Crusaders. Panthers look to stay alone in first place in the MVC as they came into the day with a one-game lead over Loyola. That game will get underway at 7 p.m. on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz met with the media today in Iowa City to discuss his recruiting class. And as now the late signing period commenced today with National Signing Day, in doing so, Ferentz revealed that spring football will begin the last week of March and conclude on the last Friday in April, I should say.
All right, we'll keep it here for a few more minutes. WagerWise is on tap tonight, a paid presentation brought to you by the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. We'll take a look inside some of the numbers around these games this evening, the NHL, NBA on tap, as well as opening week lines in the XFL. If you missed Chuck Long, he was on with us yesterday from inside the offensive coaches' war room as they get ready for their season opener, the league kicking off this weekend. And if you missed Chuck's plea, it's on the football fans to get the XFL off the ground and keep it off the ground. He says it's up to everybody to watch this, and I agree with him. And, of course, you can bet on it, which makes things interesting to a number of our listeners as well here in Eastern Iowa. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to step aside and take a quick timeout, well, a permanent timeout on two of our frequencies, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM will go to the Iowa State Radio Network. John Walters and Eric Heft will bring you all the action from Morgantown tonight as Iowa State travels to West Virginia. So if you like listening to the final half hour of this program, including an opportunity to take home a $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, you're going to want to either tune in to 107.5 FM, that is our new Jim OT, or you can listen in on 106.3 FM as well, that primarily being in Iowa City. We'll finish up on those two frequencies, and those two stations will bring you UNI basketball tonight, but not until 6:30, as Gary Rima is in Valparaiso, Indiana tonight. Valpo 8-1 at home. Should be a tough game tonight for the Panthers. Again, we'll look at this in just a few minutes from a betting perspective. 319-366-1600 is the First Federal Credit Union text line. You can use that to reach us here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Signing day is in the books. The Hawkeyes have their Australian punter. What more can you ask for, Alex?
More than an Australian punter, I don't think that you can ask for anything more than that. They clearly went that way with our friend Sleepy D, and they're going that way again.
Still wish that nickname had caught on. 3-1.
I tried my best to make it catch on,
and it didn't. 319-366-1600. Caleb Shudak, by the way, is in the transfer portal. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, among the people tweeting that earlier today. Iowa would like to keep him, according to Mark, and may or may not be mulling the opportunity to offer him a scholarship to do so. So a situation to keep an eye on there, but a little kicking depth never hurt anybody. We will take a quick timeout when we come back. The 5 o'clock face-off brings you an opportunity to take home a $50 gift card to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers.
Start your next project today at Menards and save 11% off everything. Put in those new kitchen cabinets you've always wanted and save with 11% off. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Plus, get 11% off. Add stylish storage to any room with new shelving and save with 11% off now at Menards. 11% off, good through Saturday, February 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You get your sports fix on KGYM. Now, satisfy your need for Smart Rock on Smart FM. Just John gets you going in the morning from 6 until 10. Greg's with you middays and serves up hot and fresh Smart Rock on the Smart Rock Smorgasbord. And Rick's got all the best tunes for your drive home from 3 to 7. Smart FM also offers extracurricular activities on the weekends, like Live from the Soundboard and Where It's At. When you need Smart Rock, there's only one place to get it. Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-253-3660.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-253-3660. 1-800-253-3660.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Menards, Mills, and Blaine's.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
Normally, we would be joined by Jake Reed, the manager of the Elite Sportsbook, but he is not with us this week. However, he did leave with us some information that we will be bringing you. As you likely know, tonight is a busy night of men's basketball in the state of Iowa, both here and outside the state's borders. You've got Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, and Drake all in action. Couple NHL games on the card this evening, one featuring the Chicago Blackhawks, were a 3-2 overtime loser last night to Minnesota. And we got even some futures to get into at the Elite Sportsbook's website, which is elitesportsbook.com. And as Jake often reminds everybody, all you need to do in order to get set up so that you can wager from the comfort of your home or office or basically wherever inside the confines of the state of Iowa, you don't have to physically go to Riverside other than to initially set up your account. You just join their rewards club, the resort club membership. They get all your information, and then your account is active. You can even deposit and withdraw money from the comfort of your own home without having to go to Riverside. More details available at elitesportsbook.com. Alex, they've got a couple of events coming up in Riverside. The Riverside Ruckus is pretty much centered around March Madness, and it's hard to believe, but we're going to be discussing the NCAA tournament here before you know it, within about another 5-6 weeks.
And if you're looking for an experience on that Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament, I know everybody's always looking for the best ways to watch the tournament. Why don't you join the Riverside Ruckus? First of all, you can get the $64 VIP package. It comes with three free drinks for 21 and older participants in the Riverside Ruckus, but there will be full screens with every game on at the event center inside the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. So it's open for folks 21 years and older. And as I mentioned, you can get the VIP package, but not just the Riverside Ruckus. Why don't you, if you're a boxing fan and you're looking for a place to watch the Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury fight on February 22nd, the Elite Sportsbook and Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, the Draft Day Lounge, they are going to be carrying the fight. So plenty of great things coming up at the Elite Sportsbook.
Basketball taking center stage tonight. Iowa is on the road. The Hawkeyes traveling to West Lafayette. And currently at the Elite Sportsbook, Iowa getting 3.5 points despite being the better team here and the top 25 ranked team. Iowa getting 3.5 points.
If it sounds to you like that's sort of bizarre, I think a lot of people are in agreement with you. Folks at the Elite Sportsbook are letting me know that 74% of the money that has come in on this game is going Iowa's way, and 60% on the under in this game, under the total between Purdue and Iowa. So not a surprise with Iowa getting the money, but the under is expected in this game, and I think a lot of people look at Purdue's offense and say they don't score a lot of points, and that's why you arrive at that conclusion.
136 points at the moment is the total here, and I see this being a game where I don't know if either team is going to get to 70 points tonight.
It feels that way.
Now, the total was about 10 points higher on over the weekend when Iowa played Illinois, and both teams got off to a slow start, and I think that game wound up going under. Iowa's capable of putting up some points. The question is whether or not Purdue would be able to tonight, and so I think the under is probably a pretty good play there, although you can always help your odds at most sports books, including the Elite Sports Book. They offer teasers in college basketball. If you're unfamiliar with the concept of a teaser, it's taking multiple games and adding 6, 6.5, 7 points to a side. And obviously, you're betting multiple games, so you have to get all of them right in order to cash. But gives you an opportunity to sort of fudge the numbers in your favor a little bit. A lot of bettors enjoy teasers, especially when they see games where they feel confident but not as confident as they would like in a number. Iowa, by the way, on the money line tonight, paying back $1.40 as the underdog, and you have to lay $1.60 to win $1 on Purdue. Iowa State is on the road as well tonight in Morgantown at West Virginia, and this is a difficult game for Iowa State, as evidenced by the fact that Steve Prohm and the Cyclones are a 10.5-point underdog to Bob Huggins and the Mountaineers.
Would you believe me if I told you that 61% of the money has come in on the Mountaineers to the Elite Sportsbook?
Yes, I would.
10.5 points.
At 10.5, the total in this one is 143 points.
65% of the folks have bet on the under.
It's a big game for Steve Prohm and Iowa State tonight. And it's a tough place to go. It's a tough place to win on the road.
They have not lost at home. West Virginia has not lost at home this season.
Oof. Now, if the 10.5 scares you away, the money line oftentimes is the play here, but I don't know if you can advise that with West Virginia as a $9 favorite, meaning you have to risk $9 just to win $1. If you're looking for value as an Iowa State backer, you think Iowa State can win this game on the road tonight? 6-1 on the money line. $1 wager returns you $6 plus your original dollar. Not that bad. Iowa and Iowa State, as we mentioned, on the road, as is you and I tonight. The Panthers taking on Valparaiso. And that's kind of a tighter line than I would have expected. Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of you and I, was on KGYM earlier this evening discussing that matchup with us. You and I, a three-point favorite on the road at Valparaiso. The total in that one, 147.5. I think the odds makers have started to come around on you and I this year. This is not your typical Panther plodding, keep the score low type of team. Ben Jacobs and squad can put up some points this year. So that's a pretty high-looking total. And when you think about it, what was it, 88-77? The previous meeting between the two teams, January 15th, at the McLeod Center. So a lot of points were scored the last time these two teams played.
The public is clearly seeing what you're seeing, Todd, and in saying what you're saying, 72% of the money in this bet on this game has come in on the UNI Panthers. That's 3.5, you said?
So three.
For them to cover that three-point number, and 62% on the under 147.5.
Mm-hmm. Money line, $1.60 favorite for you and I, so you wager $1.60 to return a dollar. Valparaiso paying back at plus 140. Drake also in action tonight. They're the only team at home in the state of Iowa. Drake is a 3.5-point favorite at the Knapp Center over Bradley. Worth noting because Drake comes to you and I on Saturday. So Drake, a 3.5-point favorite tonight at home. The total in that one, 135.5 points. Another Big Ten game to keep an eye on other than Iowa and Purdue. Border battle between Wisconsin and Minnesota. The Golden Gophers, a 3.5-point favorite at the Barn. Very low total in that one. Any game involving Wisconsin is most likely going to be that way. 126.5 points. Again, all of the lines that we've referenced throughout the segment available at elitesportsbook.com, and you can wager just by setting up an account with the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Join their resort club in person in Riverside. They'll take your details, and then you set up your account with the Elite Sportsbook online. You can wager at elitesportsbook.com. Jake Reed, the manager of the sportsbook, normally with us during WagerWise, unavailable for us this week, but he did leave us that information with regard to Iowa, Iowa State, and you and I. Mentioned the Blackhawks in action tonight as well. They are an underdog at the United Center after losing last night in Minnesota. So the Blackhawks on a back-to-back. And next week on WagerWise, we'll get together with Jake and take a look at some of the Major League Baseball futures, the win-loss totals for the Cubs, Cardinals, White Sox, and other teams here in the Midwest.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest.
And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It savings accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
5:43, welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, 1600 AM, 102.3, 106.3 FM, and the new Jim OT available on 107.5 FM. Two of those frequencies not with us at the moment because the Iowa State broadcast is underway from Morgantown, West Virginia. So we welcome our listeners who migrated from 1600 AM and 102.3 FM to one of the remaining frequencies. We're with you until 6 o'clock. Buttons is starting to get nervous. He thinks we don't have enough time to get the 5 o'clock face-off handled. Let's prove him wrong. 319-366-1600. We need two callers tonight. And if you've never participated before, it's very simple. You'll have seven questions that you need to answer in 60 seconds. If you answer more than your opponent, you're going to take home a fantastic prize tonight provided to us by Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City, a $50 gift card to Hertine & Stocker. So we need two callers to 319-366-1600, and you'll be competing for that $50 gift card to Iowa City's most trusted jeweler. Have no fear. If you don't win tonight, we've got two more opportunities for you to win this week, one tomorrow and one Friday. I will be out Friday. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com is going to be sitting in along with Alex. He is efforting a couple former Hawkeye football players with recognizable names who have not joined us during the 5 o'clock hour, and I will leave it at that just in case anything falls through and we don't get that confirmed. 366-1600. I think we've got our contestants here this evening, and I believe both of them are familiar with how things work here. Jim in Schaulsburg is going to be answering Alex's questions, and the it's Ann in Solon. That's what I thought it said up there, answering my questions. I know we know how to do this. Seven questions, 60 seconds. Ann, you even know we're going to let Alex and Jim decide whether they want to go first or last.
Jim, okay,
we'll let them.
Jim, first or second?
Let's go second.
All right.
Okay, Ann, let's see how high we can set the bar here. And these are questions that Alex wrote and has provided to me. So if you don't win, you can get mad at him. When you are ready, your 60 seconds will begin.
Okay.
Who was the other player reportedly sent to the Dodgers alongside Mookie Betts last night in that trade from Boston?
Arenado, was it?
No. On which major professional sports league's trade deadline is tomorrow?
Pass.
What regional city in the Midwest is hosting this year's NBA All-Star game? Pete Rose used what recent event as the grounds for him to call for being reinstated into baseball today?
Astros sign stealing.
Correct. What famous Cedar Rapids athlete is having a movie made about his life?
Kurt Warner.
Correct. The Iowa football team signed a punter from this country today.
Australia.
All right, we're on a roll. Who's currently the unanimous number one team in men's college basketball?
Gonzaga.
The other Red Sox player sent with Mookie Betts to the Dodgers last night.
Pass.
Okay, three. Three has won before, and we'll see whether Jim and Alex can do better than that. So we may have a tie-breaking situation, so hang tight, Ann. If that's the case, we'll get back to you.
Jim, if you don't know the answer, just say pass. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Where is the University of West Virginia located? What city?
Pass.
What year did new Red Sox hurdler Brusdar Gratterall pitch in Cedar Rapids?
2018.
Correct. What is the name of the building the Iowa men are playing in tonight?
Mackey Arena.
Correct. What Missouri Valley men's team is still winless in conference play? Is it Evansville, Indiana State, or Valparaiso?
It's Todd Lackluster's Evansville team.
Correct. What day of the week will Iowa spring football practices conclude on this season?
Friday.
Correct. What area high school did Kurt Warner attend?
I went to school with him at Regis.
Correct. How many XFL teams are coached by former Iowa football players?
One.
Incorrect.
Yeah, he got five. So
he's
we don't
got
even,
it. He's
yeah,
the winner.
He's got it, and he even got the trick question tonight, the Regis question that I thought maybe would throw some people off. So, Jim, congratulations, and Ann, apologies. Better luck next time. I know it was a nice $50 gift card. You wouldn't have to go very far to use it in Iowa City. Jim will put you on hold and get you to Buttons. He's going to tell you how you're going to get your hands on that $50 gift card. Cedar Rapids Regis, which no longer exists.
But
and
you got somebody who went there.
See, yeah, I'm the jerk who sometimes tries to make questions a little bit difficult because I've got to protect the sanctity of the showdown slash face-off, and I don't like it when people go 7-0. I know we all want to be happy that we have winners and everything. Oh, that's fine. I'll be happy with 6-1, 5-2, but I take it personally when people run the board on me. And, of course, Jim goes and went to school with him, Cedar Rapids Regis. So pretty good showdown tonight. The questions that were not answered, and stumped by David Price coming along with Mookie Betts. That was a salary dump, sort of, because the Boston Red Sox still wound up paying a huge portion of David Price's salary just to get him off the rolls in Boston. He's not as effective as he was in Tampa anymore, but who knows? He'll probably be decent with the Dodgers. The NBA's trade deadline is tomorrow. You got about a 50-50 chance on that because it's either the NBA or the NHL. Those are the only two major sports that are underway at the moment. Chicago is hosting the All-Star game. And they got some bad news today, the city did. Derrick Rose was originally scheduled to participate in the NBA skills competition. He backed out. Derrick Rose, the Chicago native, so Chicago basketball fans that were hoping for a local tie to the game there, they don't have too many of them. And Baylor is the unanimous number one team in college hoops at the moment.
The University of West Virginia is located in Morgantown, West Virginia, and that's where the Iowa State Cyclones are playing tonight. And the only other one that Jim missed, there are two XFL teams coached by former Iowa football players, and Todd, they're both playing each other in week one.
That is correct. Bob Stoops' Houston Roughnecks,
Dallas Renegades
taking on Jonathan Hayes' St. Louis Battlehawks. Week one, our beloved Battlehawks starting out life in the XFL as a 6.5-point underdog to Bob Stoops. So, two Hawkeyes coaching in the XFL.
If I know anything about these startup leagues, take the teams with good coaching. It's all about coaching. Last year, Steve Spurrier ran the AAF. This year, I think Bob Stoops' Dallas Renegades have a chance of doing exactly the same thing.
All right. Alex says he's siding against our St. Louis Battlehawks, and I don't know how I feel about this. Breaking news, by the way, to pass along from the world of entertainment, Kirk Douglas, the Hollywood legend, father of Michael Douglas, passing away at the age of 103. I don't know if I'd want to live to be 103. My wife and my son would probably not like to hear me say that, but at some point in time, life just isn't a whole lot of fun anymore, and I imagine at 103, Kirk Douglas probably wasn't having a whole lot of fun. But as my high school history teacher used to say, it's still better than the alternative. So, 103. The text line wants to know how they make spreads on week one. Well,
it's a great question.
They make
spreads. This very question.
They make spreads on college football and the NBA. And I mean, everybody's first week,
how much
they've got a number for.
See, that's the thing that I don't
but
wanna,
this is a start. I think maybe the question here is a startup
right.
league where you've never. They've had the scrimmages.
And that's the scary part of betting on week one of the XFL is somebody's done their research and we're flying blind on this one. So it's kind of a leap of faith, but the odds makers have done much more research on this and have had much more access to these teams than we have.
If I were being honest with you, if I were betting the XFL, I would bet the games this week based solely on the quarterbacks. Who's got the better quarterback? Right. Sounds like a solid strategy for the NFL, too. Doesn't always work. 5:53, we'll take our final timeout of the night. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on a Wednesday and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow with local programming here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you, now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same-day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
And you can chalk this up under the Life Comes at You Fast category. Pat 40 is at Hinkle Fieldhouse tonight for the Butler basketball game. Butler is taking on, I believe, Villanova in a pretty big
matchup.
Big matchup in the Big East. He tweeted 48 minutes ago a photo of the legendary arena. It was used to shoot Hoosiers. I've been there. It's a great environment. Hinkle Fieldhouse gets no better than this. 40 minutes after that tweet, Hinkle leaking a little charm at the moment. Literally, the ceiling is leaking.
Oh,
with
no.
13 minutes left in the first half, downpour outside is getting inside. They've had to stop the game, and Barry Collier and Mark Jackson, the ADs at Butler and Villanova, meeting on court with the officials as managers are furiously trying to towel up the water that is pooling on the court and sidelines inside Hinkle Fieldhouse. So go to a college basketball game and experience a rain delay. How about that? 319-366-1600. This will just about do it for us tonight on a Wednesday here in Eastern Iowa. Iowa State broadcast already underway on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. We have you and I basketball coming your way if you're hearing us now on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. But you're going to have to wait until 6:30 for it. Gary Rima coming to you from Valparaiso, Indiana on the Panther Sports Network. You and I, a three-point road favorite over the Crusaders tonight. Iowa getting ready to tip off inside Mackey Arena. Hopefully the roof does not leak there. They've had some roof issues in the state of Indiana before. A couple years ago, they couldn't play the game at the Assembly Hall in Bloomington because the roof was falling apart. If the roof holds at Mackey Arena tonight, they will get that game in momentarily. Iowa and Purdue. Hawkeyes despite being a top 25 team, the underdog this evening at the hands of Matt Painter and the Boilermakers. Win or lose, we'll have reaction for you tomorrow on a Thursday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn right here on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish